The 18th parak of Maseilas Yesharim, Bebeur Midas HaChasidus, clarify the trait of Chasidus. This is already a new level. Midas HaChasidus, Srichihi Be'emes Lebeir Godol. The trait of Chasidus requires a lot of clarification. Kimin Hogim Rabim, there are many practices, Udrochim Rabim, in many ways, Oivim ben Rabim bnei Odom b'shem Chasidus, that many people consider and think are Chasidus, ve'enam ela golme Chasidus, but in reality, it's just like a shell of Chasidus, b'lid to'ar, u'blid surah, u'blid tikkun. It's unfinished, it's without form, without shape, without perfection. V'nimshech zeh, and the reason for this misunderstanding of Chasidus, mechesron ha'iyun v'haskolo ha'amitis, is because it lacks the proper analysis and reasoning, asher labali hamidus ahem, for those who have this false chasidus. Kilo torchu, because they didn't toil, lo nisyagu, they didn't weary themselves, ladas esterech Hashem, to truly know the proper way of Hashem, b'yedia beruah v'yeshara, with a clear and straight understanding. El hischastu v'holchu mashin hadam lehem. They just went ahead and did what they thought was chasidus, as it occurred to them, as they had the opportunity, l'fi hasvara harishona, based on first impressions, first thoughts, l'hamiku b'dvaram, they didn't delve deeply, v'lo shaklo somas hechachma, and they did not weigh it in the balance of wisdom. V'hine eile, hevishu esviach hachasidus, b'hine amon ha'anashim. These people actually made the chasidus something repugnant in the eyes of most people. Umin ha-maskilim b'am, and from the intelligent among them. Ba'asher k'var yachshu she-chasidus tolu b'divrei hevel. Because they made it seem that chasidus is nonsense. Or d'varam neged ha-seichel, just opposite and contrary to things that are sensible. V'hadei anachona, and proper thinking. V'yaminu ha-yos kol ha-chasidus tolu rak miyus k'bakoshus rabos. So it became that people believe that what's chasidus? Saying all kinds of bakoshus. Uviduyim gedoil, lengthy viduys. Ubirchia is veshtachavias gedoilos, with lots of crying and bowing. Ubisigufim hazorim sheyomis ben orim satsmo, and all kinds of odd self-inflicted tortures that they did to themselves. Ketvilas hakerach vahashele gezbedor elu, like immersing themselves in ice and snow and things like that. In other words, Ramchal is coming here to try to give chasidus a good name when others have besmirched what chasidus is all about. People have given chasidus a bad rap, a misimpression of what chasidus is about, and the Ramchal is going to attempt to straighten things out. They don't realize that even though some of these things might be necessary for one who strives to do tshuva, and maybe some of them are suited for a parish, but this is not the foundation of chasidus. It's only the best of these practices are in fact suitable for chasidus. But to really understand the essence of chasidus is very deep and difficult. It's based on a foundation of tremendous chokhmah. V'tikun ha-maisa b'tachlis asharul kol chacham levdov ha-charov, and perfection of actions to the point that is suited for people who are chachamim who pursue it. Ki rak l'chachamim l'hasig memes, because it's only for chachamim to truly achieve chasidus. V'chenem chazal, chazal tell us, v'lo am ha-aretz chasid. It doesn't exist. There's no am ha-aretz who's a chasid. So when the am ha-aretz attempts chasidus, he gives it a bad name. And he turns chasidus into self-deprivation. He turns chasidus into long bakoshos and viduys and these things he's talking about. That's not the truth of chasidus. Chasidus begins with chachma, and chachamim will delve and go deep to understand how to act in the way of chasidus, and it's not the ways we described before. Let's explain this in order. Hine. Shorash ha-chasidus hu, the basis, the root of chasidus is, Masha'amah chazal, what the Gemara teaches us, chazal say, Ashrei Adam she'amolo b'Torah v'senachas ruach liyotzo. Fortunate is the one who toils in Torah and gives nachas ruach to his maker. To give his maker some degree of nachas ruach, it's hard to describe it in human terms, we would say pleasure, but obviously because Baruch is a little different. That is the basis and foundation of all chassidus. What does that mean? Ve'inyan hu, kinei ha-mitzvahs ha-mutalos al-kol yisrael, the mitzvahs that all yidden are obligated to do, k'vah yiduah hein, those are well known. Ve'chavosin yiduah, their obligations are well known, ad heichen himegas, how far it reaches. Amnam, however, misha oev eseh boris barach shemo ahava amitis, one who loves Ribbono Shel Olam, a true ahava, lo yishtadel v'yechavin lifter atzmo b'mashik v'amefursim en achoyva asher al kol yisrael b'chal. He's not going to strive to dispense with his obligations in those areas that everyone knows they're obligated. Ela yikra lo kamo sheyikra el bein ohev aviv. Rather, he's going to behave the way the son who loves his father. Sheilu yigala aviv es daito gilu ma'at. If the father would reveal a little bit, that he would like something, without even expressly asking for it or saying it, but he hints at it. This son who loves his father will do whatever he can to get for his father that which he hinted to. Even though the father only mentioned it once, and even when he mentioned it, it was only in half a sentence, so to speak. It wasn't explicit. The son who loves his father has enough information to understand where his father is going with this. And he'll do for his father more than the father asked, that which the father didn't ask for. Because he can estimate that this will give his father pleasure. He's not going to wait for his father to say it explicitly. And he's not going to wait for the father to say it a second time. We see this. We know this exists between people who love each other, very good friends. It happens all the time, every hour. Between husband and wife, between father and son. The rule is, between two people that have a strong love, they're not going to say, lo nitztavesi yoser, I wasn't commanded more than this, it's enough to do what I have to do. Rather, he's going to infer from that which he is told to that which he's not told, but what is in the mind of the one who gives the instructions. And he will strive to do whatever will give nachas to the one that he loves. So this is the way a person should respond and react if he loves his maker, a true ahava. Ki gam hu misug ha'ahavim. This is also a category of beloved. So when you have the mitzvahs that are clearly apparent, everyone knows these mitzvahs, that is the explicit gilu das. That is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu explicitly instructs us to do certain things. But from there, it's a person should be capable, ladas, to figure out, in which direction do Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to go? And he's not going to say, it's sufficient for me that which is explicit. Or I will exempt myself for that which I have to do. Yomer, he's going to say, once I have found and I have seen that the Ribbono Shel Olam is inclined in this direction, so I'm going to use this as a guide to increase in this area, and broaden it, B'chol hatzdodim, in all areas, u'chal adun shu etzonis baruch ha'vizbo, that I can determine that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. V'zehu anikra oisei nachas ruach l'yotzo. That is the ashri odom shamola b'atayra, v'oisei nachas ruach l'yotzo. Nimsa, what comes out? Kalal ha'chasidus, the rule of chasidus. Hachovas kiyum kol ha'mitzvus b'chol hatzdodim v'hatanoim shu'u v'sh'efshar. It's expanding our fulfillment of mitzvahs in all directions, with all the conditions, whatever we can, whatever is possible to do, will expand and build on that which we're obligated. So what do you see? Chasidus mimena precious. There's a big similarity between chasidus and precious. Ela shaha precious belavin. Just precious is when it comes to things you don't do. The things that you're not allowed to do. So we expand on the things we're not allowed to do. V'chasidus ba'asin, and where the chasidus comes into mitzvahs asay, things that you're supposed to do, where you're proactive. U'shneim inyan echad, but they're essentially the same concept. Shu l'hoysif al ha'mafurish ma'ashenu chalodun l'fi ha'mitzvah mafureshes, that we're going to add on that which is explicit, that which we can figure out from the explicit mitzvah, she'ed nachasuach l'fonav yisbarach, what gives Hashem nachasuach? This is the true chasidus. Now I'm going to explain the main divisions and how you divide up chasidus. So we said by precious that the Torah says certain things you're not allowed to do. We have 365 lois to say in the Torah. And that is the requirement. We cannot violate any of these lois to say. The parush stays away from things that's mutter. Beyond the things that's usher, he'll refrain from things that are permitted. And you'll ask the question, well, if it was supposed to be bad, then why didn't Hashem say it's bad? If it's not the Torah that's bad, so there's nothing wrong with it. So we explained then, in Precious, Ramchal explained, that the Torah is for everybody. Precious is not for everybody. So for everybody, this is what you're not allowed to do. And the Chachamim made their gezeiros on top of the Yisurim and the Torah. And that's also for everybody. But the parush will understand that for some people, there's another level of staying away from things. And it's not for everyone. And not everyone is capable of that. Not everyone is a parush. Halavai, everyone should be a tzaddikim. So the next level is for the parush to embrace for himself certain things he won't do. Either the chum didn't answer it. Again, expanding on the lo sases in any area that he feels will bring him close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chasidus is the exact same thing when it comes to mitzvahs. There are things you're supposed to do. Everyone has to do it. And then the Chacham gave us some mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs from the Chacham that are not in the Torah. Mitzvah Chanukah Licht, Purim, Tzias Yedayim. There are things the Chacham gave us to do. And they stopped. That's it. The Chassid, through studying Torah, being omel in Torah, and understanding what the mitzvahs are about, and what Hashem wants us to do, he will expand beyond that. And he will do more than is required with the understanding that this gives nachas ruach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not for everybody. Halavaya, people should be tzaddikim and do what they're supposed to do. The chassid goes beyond what he's supposed to do. This is not what's required of him. This is a new level of bringing nachas to the Ribbono Shel Olam beyond what is necessary. So there are a few things to consider here. First of all, I've said a number of times that if you learn the biography of Barry Levin and people like that, they're great, tremendous people, unbelievable people. And the one who wrote the biography, Simcha Raz, writes in his introduction that he has a kasha. He has a kasha. The kasha is that Chazal tell us that in every generation there are 36 tzaddikim. Lama Vav tzaddikim, the special 36 tzaddikim, right? So the author says, I don't understand. There are no 36 Barry Levins. There's no way. There can't be 36 people like him. So what does it mean, there are 36 tzaddikim? And he doesn't give an answer to the question, but I'm going to give an answer. It's poshut. Barry Levin wasn't a tzaddik. He was a chosid. He was way beyond tzaddik. He did things way beyond the letter of the law. He was doing nachas ruach to Baruch Hashem. There never says in the Gemara there's 36 chasidim. 36 tzaddikim there are in every generation. Chasidim? Who knows how many chasidim? Maybe they only count them on one hand. I don't know. But there's never says there are 36 chasidim. If the Bar Levine came home, the story he brings, and there was a robber in the house. He saw the doors ajar, he saw someone in the house stealing his things. So he hid behind the house not to embarrass the ganav. That's not tzidkus. That's chassidus. That's beyond tzaddik. That's a different level. It's a different level. So this is a level beyond what is considered tzaddik. And there's no guarantee there are going to be 36 people who behave like this. The next thing is, this is clearly not, he goes out of his way to tell us, not the misconception of chassid, the one who sits in the snow, and the one who tortures himself, and the one who says the long vidois. If someone did a chet, yes, there's place for tshuva. That's not the concept of chassidus. The concept of chassidus starts with understanding the mitzvahs, understanding what the Baruch Hu wants from us, and then figuring out what a person can expand on that to go further beyond. As opposed to the person who says, I did what I have to do, leave me alone. Rosh Yisrael Vorach of Weinberg would say, there are people who keep mitzvahs like paying taxes. They do what you have to do. If you are an honest citizen, a patriotic citizen, you pay your taxes. Everyone has to pay your taxes. You got to pay your taxes. You pay what you have to pay. But if there's a loophole, if there's a deduction, you take advantage of them. Every deduction you can take, you're going to take advantage of. It's legal. It's on the books. This is allowed to take this off your income. So then you do. Whatever you're allowed to deduct from your income, whatever you're allowed to do to reduce your tax requirement, you're entitled to it. And everyone is fine with that. No problem. So there are people who approach mitzvahs that way. I do what I have to do. I do exactly what I have to do. But if I don't have to do it, I'm done. I don't have to do more than I have to do. I don't have to require myself things. If there's a deduction, if there's an excuse not to, if there's a reason why I'm exempt, I'm not going to do more than I have to do. I do what I have to do. So Rosh Yisrael Vorach said, there should be more Jews who do what they have to do. But they're not going to be Mashiach. Those Jews are not the Jews that are going to be Mashiach. Who's going to be Mashiach? The Jew who understands, ki hem chayenu v'orech imenu. There's only one purpose in life. The purpose is to serve Hashem. The purpose is to serve Hashem, do mitzvahs, learn Torah. It's true, I can't do it all day. I have things I got to take care of. I have to go to work. I have to go to school. Whatever my responsibilities are. I have responsibilities. I have to support my family. I'm involved with my family. I have obligations. So okay, I have obligations. But as soon as I can get back to my true purpose, I want to get back to my Torah and mitzvahs. That is the attitude a person is supposed to have. And when your attitude is that I'm in this world to do mitzvahs and serve Hashem, then there's no such thing as I'm done for today. I paid my dues to God. I went to Minyan in my Daf Yomi. Now leave me alone. I can do what I want the rest of the day. That's not the attitude. The attitude is I spend every minute of my day serving Hashem. But I have to take out time for my obligations. But as soon as I've dispensed with my obligations, I go back to doing my whole purpose of existence. Kiyem chayenu v'rechimenu. That's the kind of person that's going to be Mashiach. They're both doing mitzvahs. They're both davening. They're both learning. But what's my mindset? Is the mindset, I got to pay my taxes, I got to pay my dues. Hashem is good to me. Okay, Hashem, I took care of you for today. Let's move on and get on with life. Or is my attitude, serving Hashem is my life. That's what life is about. And everything else is a distraction. Everything is a distraction. So, okay, listen, life is, you have your obligations. That's part of being an Eved Hashem. Being able to serve Hashem with distractions. We used to say, it's very easy to daven and learn when you're in yeshiva and you have no other responsibilities. But you got to do the same thing when you're going to school, when you're working. You also have to daven, and you also have to learn. That's the bigger challenge, being able to maintain your responsibilities to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when you have other things distracting you. So that is the avoda that we strive for. Not that I do what I have to do and be done with it, and now let's get on with life. This is life. Serving Hashem is life. And everything else is an interference or distraction. It's necessary. It's necessary. These are obligations you got to take care of. Fine, take care of it, and then get on. In other words, everything else is paying taxes. You have to go to work, you do your work. That doesn't necessarily mean you volunteer for overtime. That makes sense, you have to. But I'm saying that has to be the distraction from your main endeavor, which is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This person who has his head on straight, so he understands that he's in this world to serve Hashem, so he wants to serve Hashem whenever he can, and you know, he has to do his other things, those other things. That person is not a chassid. That person is not a chassid. It could be a tzaddik. It's not a chassid. The chassid isn't only a person who understands that my life is devoted to serving Hashem and I have distractions during the day that I have to take care of. When I'm done with it, I get back to my avodas Hashem. The chassid looks for ways to do more than he has to. Not that I do what I have to do and I want to spend my whole day doing it. He's the next level up. The next level up is, what can I do more that I don't have to do? Now, it's a slippery slope in some ways. Because if you're not a real Talmid Chacham, you may go up the wrong mountain or the wrong tree, whatever expression you want. Again, the Pasuk, the Maamar Chazal, he starts with, Ashrei Adam. Fortunate is the one who toils in Torah and then he does nachas ruach for his maker. It takes a lot of amelus b'Torah to figure out what is the correct way of adding on my mitzvahs to do nachas ruach liyotzo. People can make mistakes. People could think they're doing a nachas ruach to Hashem and they're not. This is important for a person to be able to maybe discuss with someone else and ask them, is this the right thing to do? Is this a proper mode of conduct? Is this something I should strive to do? I'll give you an example. Shulchan Aruch says, a person should give tenth of his money to Meiser. It's a concept of giving tenth of your money to Meiser. There's a disagreement what the origin of it is. Is it a mitzvah in the Torah? Is it Drabbanon? Is it a minig? Yaakovina said, Aser Asrenu Loch, the Loshon, a tenth twice. Aser Asrenu. So is it Meiser? Is it more than Meiser? Is it Choymish? Is it 20%? So there's the Halach Shulchan Aruch like this. People have to give Meiser from their earnings. Mitzvah and Amuvchur, ideally you give a Chomish. Ideally you give double Meiser. Ideally, you give 20%, not 10%. A person is not allowed to give more than that. You can't give more than a chaynish. You can't give more than 20%. So, a person is a tzaddik, he gives meiser. A person wants to go beyond what gives Hashem nachas ruach. I'm going to give double meiser. I'm going to give a chaynish. Mitzvah and a mufchor, the best way to do the mitzvah. I'm not going to be done with the mitzvah, which is itself wonderful if people give Meiser. I'm going to give 20%. I'm going to do more than Meiser. I'm going to give 20%. Let's say he says, I'm such a chassid, I'm going to give 30%. That's the regular affair. You can't give 30%. You can't give more than 20%. Hayavaz veiz yoyse mechonish. The Gemara says you don't give more than 20%. There are times, the Chafetz Chaim writes in Avos Ches, there are times a person can give more than 20% in the very specific, unique situations. But under ordinary circuit situations, you do not give more than 20%. So here you have the requirement. You have the mitzvah and the mufchar beyond the requirement. And then you have that which is inappropriate. By Chanukah, we have a very similar concept. The Gemara says the mitzvah near Chanukah is near Ishu Beso. It's not a mitzvah in the Torah, it's a mitzvah in Chachamim. The mitzvah of near Chanukah is to light one candle a night for 8 nights. That is it. Near Ishu Beso. The Gemara says, a mahadrin, You want to do it the best way? Then on day one, you light one, and day two, light two, and day three, light three, day four, and you keep going until you have eight candles. Beis Shammai said reverse, but that's very possible. Beis Hillel, every day you add a candle. That's mahadim and mahadim. If a person wanted to light 9 or 10, that's no good. Can't do more than that. This is the mahadim and mahadim. It happens to be in this area, Klai Yisrael has embraced the Midas Chasidus. Klai Yisrael has embraced the mahadim and mahadim. But even then, I'm not sure everyone does it the way the Chassid does it. The Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos, if a person is careful with Nair, he'll have children, Tamidei Chachamim, sons-in-law Tamidei Chachamim, and all kinds of brachas if you are careful with Nair, and Rashi says Nair Shabbos, Nair Chanukah. So there's a Sefer written by a Rishon. He says that not everyone achieved the bracha the Gemara brings for the person who's careful with Nair. Everyone did the Nair, not everyone got the bracha the Gemara says. It says, when you get the bracha from the Gemara, it has to be you did the mitzvah in the best way possible. And it gives a list of like 10 conditions of how to do Nir Chanukah the best, which includes a beautiful menorah, which includes using olive oil. You can do Nir Chanukah with a menorah that's not silver. You could do Nir Chanukah with candles. But the best way to do Nir Chanukah is with a beautiful mahodedik menorah, using olive oil. There are ways to do it better. And it's within the mitzvah. What is the best way to do the mitzvah? So again, there we have the guidelines. What is the Midas Chasidus of Neres Chanukah? It's not just lighting the candles that burn out in 25, 30 minutes that you get in the small little box of candles. It's using oil, and it should burn long enough, and so on. And the zman to light it, the right time to light it, and all these things. There's so many details in the mitzvah, trying to fill the mitzvah in all the details. But again, typically that's not even chassidus. Doing a mitzvah and all the details is back to nikkias, right? We said that in nikkias. Nikkias is doing everything with all the details. Chassidus is doing beyond. So the examples I just gave you are examples that we have in Shulchan Aruch that we're told this is the way to add on to the mitzvah, to make the mitzvah a better mitzvah, so to speak, or the way the Lashon of Ramchal is to give nachas ruach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Most of the time, the average person is unaware of what the Midas Chasidus is, because the Chasidim aren't going to tell you what they do. The Chassid isn't going to publicize his Midas Chasidus. And the Gemara says it's actually a bad thing to do that. The Gemara says if someone is fasting a fast, not one of the regular Tanaisim, he's accepting a fast, and he lets somebody know about it, not only doesn't this fast give him a zechus, it becomes a kitrik, it becomes an accusation against him, it becomes gaiva, it becomes arrogance. So this is another thing the person has to be careful with. Not only you might choose a midas chasidus, which is not chasidus, it's wrong. On top of that, you have to be careful that no one really knows about it. Because if people find out about it, then it becomes a pitfall for gaiva. Chaim Volozhin writes this when it comes to chumras, stringencies. You know, if you understand the source for the stringency and the reason for the stringency, there may be a value, but not if other people find out about it and you think you're better than others because of it. The chassid, if he's a chassid, does not look down on people who don't do his chassidus, and someone should not adopt stringencies if you look down on people who do not have those stringencies. So this is the Madrega of Chassidus, trying to do Nachas Ruach to Ribono Shel Olam, understanding what the Ratzon Hashem is to the extent that I could add beyond which is given for the Hamona, beyond which is required, beyond Tzidkus. And it takes a certain degree of Chochma, a certain degree of Havana, understanding, and then when the person does it, like I said, it's not something he's going to publicize. This is not something you publicize because that's contrary to the whole concept of chassidus. And certainly, the chassid, if it's a true chassid, is not going to be judgmental about others who do not behave the way he behaves. It's not for everybody. So he does his thing, and it's nothing to do with anybody else. And that's the essence of Chassidus, to take the mitzvahs you have to do and expand upon them and to do them beyond what is required in order to give nachas ruach. That's your focus, to give nachas ruach to the Ribono Shel Olam.